The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, I'm going away and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. When I'm going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, he's not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, where I'm going, you cannot come. He said to them, you belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That's why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, what I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. But one who sent me is true. What I heard from him, tell the world. They did not realize that he was speaking to them, to the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him. Because he spoke this way, when he came to believe in him. Gospel of the Lord. In the communion antiphon, also from the word of St. John, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself, says the Lord. That's one of the messages of Sister Faustina from Jesus, the Divine Mercy. Jesus told her, when people look at the picture, they ask people to draw it with two lights, blue and red, they will be converted. And so much true, the Divine Mercy is really the love of God for each one of us. When we look at this picture, we see ourselves. We are saved by Him. We are one with Him. When we receive Holy Communion, we really share the life of Jesus. His life is giving. His life is cleansing. His life is being one with God the Father. And today the Gospel says, whatever I'm doing is the will of God the Father. At times, nobody understands. Even he himself, he cried at the tomb of Lazarus. Why? Humanly speaking, his friend died 4 days already. But already, before he heard the words that his friend is sick, he stayed there for 2 days before he began his journey back to see his friend. That was the will of God the Father, to ask him to stay 2 days later. You see, humanly speaking, he would right away. But God the Father's will that he stayed back 2 days. So whenever Jesus living is always nothing else but the will of God the Father in heaven. We too. He taught us this prayer, our Father who art in heaven. So whatever you do, try to live well what is the will of God the Father for each one of us. We are different, but the same gifts to do the will of God for each one of us. We are different, but we are same, because only by living the will of God, we are one with God the Father. That we are one. We are brothers and sisters because, not because we have shared the same family, but because we share the same blood, the blood of Jesus. Jesus is always doing the will of God the Father. We too. We ask this special grace that we live always in the will of God the Father in heaven.